It's Day Page for June 20th, 2013. Good Thursday to you. This week, the Edward Snowden fallout continues. The government seems to be trying to have it multiple ways at once. On one hand, they say, this is no big deal. Everybody already knew we were spying on everyone and collecting everything. On the other hand, our fearless leader, the president, simultaneously insists that hardly anything was being collected, just phone numbers. As if no one in the federal government knew how to use whitepages.com, Google, or even the phone book. In between was a rainbow of shades of gray, and the debate over who cares. The answer to that one is obvious, anyone who isn't an idiot. And there were lots of idiots to go around. That did not include Senator Mark Udall of Colorado and Ron Wyden of Utah. They seem to be the only politicians willing to do anything about this encroachment by the federal government. They proposed a bill that would limit collection of our information.
I think we should err on the side of protecting Americans' privacy. We ought to focus on terrorists and not ordinary Americans. And Senator Wyden and I have introduced a bill that would do just that. If someone is charting what calls I make, from where I make those calls, to whom I make those calls, at what time I make those calls, that to me is private information. I ought to know that that data is being collected. And I still hear the intelligence community, for whom I have great respect, asking us just to blindly trust their assurances that everything's hunky-dory.
To which the government responds, well, you don't have the expectation of privacy of your phone information anyway. In other words, they're going to do what they're going to do, regardless of what the law or any representative of the people might say. Robert Mueller, outgoing chief of the FBI, and Dianne Feinstein tangled on the use of drones.
Does the FBI own or currently use drones, and if so, for what purpose?
Yes, and for surveillance.
I think the greatest threat to the privacy of Americans is the drone and the use of the drone and the very few regulations that are on it today.
Inevitably, the communications are the soft underbelly of the terrorists. They've got to communicate, and to the extent that we can't intercept those communications, to that extent, we can prevent terrorist attacks.
And in other privacy news, what about all those cameras? 3VR's CEO Al Shipp.
Instead of watching hours and maybe days of video, you can ask questions like, show me all red cars that went east. Those are search arguments you can do with our technology and literally sort through weeks of video in a few seconds.
Diego Simkin of 3VR demonstrates.
Yeah, so this person was captured at 218. So what I would do is I'd right-click here, search for this person. I have the ability to not only search for this specific camera, but I can search against multiple cameras on that system or multiple systems.
That kind of software is in high demand by law enforcement, and the data is in high demand by the NSA's Office of Total Awareness, whose goal it is to suck up everything it can and store it away in their vast data repositories. Well, that's some privacy news for you. Now let's chill out for a moment and have a salute to coffee. The coffee is in a thermos today. Came from the street. Raise your mug high. I'll get to the bottom of the thermos here. And that's Day Page. Produced by KXP1.org, our sister station. We're at radio.infoweb.net. Email us, radio@infoweb.net. Call in or text your comments and opinions at 646-450-5477. We tweet at Radio InfoWeb, and there's facebook.com/radioinfoweb and radioinfoweb.tumblr.com. An archived Day Page is no longer on soundcloud.com/radio_infoweb, can be found at daypage.net. I'm Rex Latchford. There is always another Day Page.